Hi, and welcome to the Fiercely Holistic Podcast with your hosts, functional nutritional therapy practitioners, Kristen Mahaley and Sierra Shea.
With this platform, we're going to be your bold advocates, making healthy living achievable by providing small, tangible changes that will encourage your body to regain balance.
I'm Kristen, board-certified holistic nutritionist and FNTP, owner of Nourish Holistic Health and Nutrition. I live on an ever-expanding farm in New Hampshire with my hunter husband Dean and baby boy Henry.
I'm Ciara, Juris Doctor and FNTP, owner of Aura Nutrition and Wellness. I live on Long Island, New York with my incredible husband Tim and beautiful daughter Libby. We're thrilled to be joining you on this journey towards living a fiercely holistic life. Let's dive in.
We are so excited to share this interview with all of you. Please get ready for this super informative, fun-filled, packed episode with Krista Lewis. Krista Lewis is the CEO and founder of Aisling Organics, a high-performance organic makeup brand. With a focus on both purpose and profit, Krista was inspired to launch Aisling Organics when she realized the unregulated chemicals in our cosmetics were causing chronic illness, and there were no effective alternatives on the market. Within a few years of launch, Krista has grown an extensive following with recognition of one of Entrepreneur Magazine's most influential entrepreneurs of 2018 and Young Entrepreneur of the Year. I can tell you all firsthand, I am completely obsessed with this cosmetic line. I have been using it for years, and we are thrilled to have Krista be on the show. So we hope you enjoy the interview. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Fiercely Holistic Podcast. I cannot tell you all how excited I am, and Sierra and I are, to share this week's interviewee and guest host with all of you. She is a near and dear friend of mine. I've known Krista now for... how long has it been?
It's been at least 5 years.
Yes. And we will explain a little bit of how we met, but Krista is just a rock star of a human being. She has so much passion and drive, and I can't wait for her to share with all of you this incredible company that she has built from the ground up, based out of her own need with her own health struggles. Aisling Organic Cosmetics is, in my opinion, the best cosmetic line you can use on your skin. It's going to nourish your face and your soul, and you're just going to gain so many incredible benefits from this, and you are not going to end up with illness from your makeup. So welcome, Krista. We're so excited to have you, and we can't wait to share your story with our listeners and all of this incredible knowledge that you have.
Thanks so much for having me. I am super excited for this podcast because I feel like your audience really will want to get into the nitty-gritty of what's in your makeup. And so I'm excited to talk more about that today.
Yeah, this is super exciting. What I was joking before we started recording that we've been wanting Krista on since our first episode of the podcast. So this is like a long time coming and we're so excited. And one of the episodes, Kristen, I don't know if by the time Krista airs, the detox for skin will have already aired. I'm not sure. But in that episode, we're talking about the skin is the largest organ of your body and how important it is to not only ensure that you're taking care of it from a food and nutrition standpoint, but also ensuring that you're not putting extra stuff on that your body then needs to make sure is not going to add to your toxic load. So yeah, this is a really important episode. So I feel like there's kind of two great benefits people are going to get from this. Number one, you're going to get an education on understanding why this is so important. And then you're going to have the ability to be able to choose a cosmetics line without having to do that research on your own. Because I think you could probably both speak to this. Like, one of the most frustrating parts of getting new information is being like, okay, great, now what? And how do I know what companies to trust and what companies are greenwashed and where is there reliable information? So anyway, yes, just echoing everything Kristen said. And again, Krista, thank you so much for being on the show.
Absolutely. It's a really tough playground to navigate. And so hopefully this will at least get someone two steps closer to understanding the industry better.
So, Christelle, let's just dive in, right? Let's get to the meat and bones of this conversation. Just starting with really like how you arrived here in this space and creating Easeling Organics.
Yeah, it's a long story, but quite a good one. I grew up in the beauty industry. My family owned the largest beauty supply distributor on the East Coast, which ended up getting acquired by L'Oreal in 2010. And so my entire childhood was being in board meetings to hair shows and trying hundreds of products that we got for free. And naturally, I started to love beauty and in more of a sense of an artistic way versus trying to hide who I was. And while my family was predominantly concentrated in hair care, makeup ended up being my outlet. And so throughout the years, I was always trying all the latest trends and buying all the latest products. And you would definitely have considered me a makeup junkie. And while I was in college, I started getting some pretty bad migraines and nausea. And being outside Boston, you figured, hey, I have the best healthcare around me. Someone must be able to help me understand why this is happening. And long story short, the answer from my doctors was antidepressants. And at that time, it just felt like I wasn't being given the right information. Not that I'm against antidepressants in any way, but it just didn't feel like that was the solution. And these symptoms came out of nowhere. And so I was really set on trying to figure out what the root cause was. And that led me down the natural path. And while I was exploring the way I was eating and exercising and all of the things that help with well-being, one morning I was sitting at my little makeup counter and I was staring at the back of a foundation bottle, and it was one of the newest, trendiest foundations. And I thought to myself, huh, every single morning I spend an hour smothering myself with products, and yet I've never looked at the ingredient list. And so I started diving into that and I said, you know what, why not do a little test here? I'm not going to use my makeup for a couple weeks. I'm going to send this off to get it tested to see what's really in these products. And by the end of those few weeks, I ended up getting the results back. But more importantly, my symptoms were almost gone. And when I did get these results back, what I ended up finding is that these beloved products had formaldehyde in them, fragrance, parabens, phthalates, I mean, heavy metals, really, really toxic ingredients. And at first it was like, okay, well, it's just being put on my skin. But as I started to learn more, I realized that there's a reason why patches are a medical way of getting things into the body, like a nicotine patch or a birth control patch, because these bodies can get into our bloodstream directly that way. And it led me down this path of just talking to people and saying, hey, you know, have you ever had your eye sting when you put on your makeup or your nose start running when you're powdering your face? And I got yeses more than you'd think. And so at the time I was only 21 and I wasn't thinking of starting a beauty brand. But it got to the point where I was hearing these stories over and over and thought, you know what? I can't be broker than I already am. I had graduated a year earlier than my friends, and I thought I can still live at home. Why not try to build a brand that truly can be organic and high performance? Because this was 2016, and at that time, the only option was Whole Foods. And while, yes, there were clean options, they sucked. I hate to say it, but they sucked. And as someone who loved beauty products, I felt really torn. Like I had to choose my health or my beauty products, and I really couldn't have the best of both worlds. And that's what led to creating Easeling.
Oh, thank you. I got chills, Krista, like so many times when you were sharing that story. And I've known this story since like, I think 2014 or 13. You're right. It's insane. And I love the comparison you shared about birth control, nicotine patches. Like we use our skin as a transport for getting certain things into our bodies. I have clients on testosterone creams, progesterone creams. Like we use right. this for a transportation to get things right into the blood. And the fact that we don't question the onslaught of ingredients with fang-dangled names that we can't even pronounce, and we're putting it right on our face, like right by the brain, it's boggle. It's like mind-boggling. Yeah,
it's true. So I just want to, I have so many things, and we're like at question one. my God. To the past version of you that was smart enough and intuitive enough to be like, there has to be a better way. Thank that version of Krista. And also thank this version of Krista for following through with that. But like, I just, this is an aside. How did you know where to send this makeup to get tested?
I just did research. I was super naive at the time to think that I could just do whatever I wanted. I was very driven in that way. And so I just started Googling, you know, where can I send my makeup to get it tested? How can I start a makeup line? You know, if you dive deep enough, you can usually find some resources and make some calls. And if one person isn't the right fit, they'll guide you to someone who is.
Amazing. And then the other thing that I want to speak to, and we don't have to sit here very long because Kristen and I talk about this all the time. There is a time and a place for conventional medicine. And if you allow your symptoms to start and end with what your doctor says, you're going to get yourself in trouble. There are times when your doctor is right on and you do need medication and there are no other things. But Krista, I've been in very similar positions where, oh yeah, no antidepressant, that's it. And I'm like, but that's not it. That's like the furthest from it, actually. So anyone listening to this that could relate to that and being like, you're feeling like you're just at a dead end with every conventional doctor you go to, just know this is your sign to think about maybe what are the things that you're putting in on around your body on a regular basis that could be affecting you.
Absolutely.
Well, and I feel like once, and this is not an umbrella for all Western medicine practitioners, as we've always said, but conventional medicine, when we go through like, well, let's just do some routine blood work. Okay, saw nothing. Everything's quote unquote normal. Okay, let's just maybe do a scan, which sometimes is really hard and people won't do an ultrasound or an MRI or a CAT scan. Yep, you're fine. It's almost like, well, maybe it's in your head. Like maybe you're making it up, you know, like, or Krista, take Excedrin migraine for migraines. It's like, it, really? For the rest of my life, that's what I'm going to do. So I love that our visions, you know, yes, you built this incredible and are continuing to build this incredible cosmetic line, and we are nutritionists, but our root cause is the same, and that's let's help find the root cause. Like, let's be the detective to get to the baseline, not just put a Band-Aid on the situation. So there's so many incredible things about your line, Krista. And one of the things I love the most is your transparency of ingredients. And I'm so grateful. So thank you. As a nutritionist, that is sometimes really hard because there are some lines that we'll recommend for clients and we should be able to see all of the ingredients, right? Like right on that brand's website. And sometimes we don't. And it makes you question, like, if you have nothing to hide, you hide nothing, is what I've always thought. So I remember you did this one video where you literally ate your lipstick. And I'm like, oh my God, I love her. I think I even texted, I was like, you ate your, like, you just ate your lipstick. So can you please share more on your sourcing, more a little bit deeper into your ingredients with your lines and the quality and why that's so important? Because like Sierra said, we know within 26 seconds, the ingredients in the product is into the bloodstream. So could you just kind of dive into that? Like, what is Clean Beauty and what are these ingredients that make up Clean Beauty?
It's a great question. And it's something that I think a lot about. And when I first started this journey, I was very strict on what I thought my guidelines of Clean Beauty needed to be. And then I sat down with our manufacturer, who was the best in the industry and also just phenomenal partners. And I said, you know, this is what I'm looking to create. Can you help me? And they said, well, you look at these other products that are considered natural, and I hate to tell you this, but they're not being accurate and truthful with their ingredient lists, even if they're showing them to you. And that was my first mind-blown moment of, wait, what I'm reading might not be the truth. And it happens. It happens a lot. And that's why you always truly do need to just stand by brands that you trust. And what we discovered in this conversation is that there needs to be balance in everything that you do. And so if you're trying to create a lipstick, let's say, and you want that red pigment, well, you can either use carmine, which is crushed up beetles, but then you're not vegan, or you use a red lake color. And so it becomes this balance of, well, where are your priorities and where do you want to stand as a brand? And for us, we want it to be safe. Number one is safety. Number two would be effectiveness, because I personally believe you could tell someone their lipstick's killing them. Not in those words, obviously. But if you didn't give them an alternative that worked the same and made them feel the same as their conventional alternative, they're not switching. Here you go. Yo-yo diet. Same sort of philosophy. And so how do you find that balance? And, you know, it's something we're always working on. But again, we decided safety was number one. And so while we also valued being pigmented and we valued being vegan, we had to add some lake colors in some of our products. And so lake colors are not always dangerous. So there can be safe synthetics. And that's one message I did want to get across today. Because as a consumer base, sometimes I feel that we jump to conclusions from what one influencer says, and that's what leads us, when not really understanding why these rules are these rules. And so I like to call us clear beauty. And yes, we are under the clean beauty umbrella. What we more so are is we're transparent. And I'll be the first one to tell you why each ingredient is in the products we use and why we chose that path. Another scenario would be a preservative system. And so you either go without a preservative system and your product can, you know, contain mold over time because of the bacteria, or you use a preservative, but you try to find one that's safe and deemed okay by the market and by consumers. The issue also, though, is that this literature is often changing. And so in 2016, Whole Foods didn't want us to use sodium benzoate, but they did allow phenoxyethanol, which are just two natural preservatives. You fast forward to today, and those have flip-flopped. Now they don't want you to use phenoxyethanol, but sodium benzoate is okay. So you just always need to be up to date on research, or you need to trust a brand that is, and that's who we are. And getting back to your core question, we source ingredients locally and in small batches. And so our products are made in Canada, and we work really closely with figuring out what these farmers or, you know, small ingredient suppliers' specialties are. And we'll source, you know, jojoba oil from one of them, willow bark extract from another. And we just try to find a nice balance between, you know, what is available to us and what's in market. Because that's the other thing that we don't always think about from a consumer standpoint. It's just like the cost of fish is usually market value. It's the same thing with the demand and cost of some ingredients. And so that's really what we look at. And we work very closely with our manufacturer in the help of sourcing from people who are practicing safe ingredient growth mechanisms and use things like EcoCert and have those certifications that back their work.
You're very smart. That is a really good answer. And one thing that you said that I really appreciate is that, I'm going to say it another way, not all rules are black and white. There's a spectrum. And that's really important. And Kristen and I were just talking about this with low-fat, fat-free, right? Mm-hmm. There could be a conversation where you're like, never have low-fat, never have fat-free. But I was telling her, and we were talking in one of the episodes, the yogurt I have from the farm, the low-fat yogurt, is just the excess fat skimmed off the top. Mm-hmm. It's not processed, mm-hmm. but it's considered low fat, lower mm-hmm. fat. So that would be a common example, like where you can get in trouble when you just are too rigid. So thank you for that. And I feel like to have it said in such official terms, but also in a way that's understandable is really, really cool. So thank you so much for that. Chris, is there anything you wanted to say? Because I see your face just like going.
I keep saying it again and again and again. I think have really missed the mark. And Krista, I've been in the same position. I remember going to my first ever Whole Foods. There wasn't one on Cape Cod. I'd drive like 45 minutes. I was like, this is amazing. And I'd look at the makeup and they used to, way pre-COVID, allow you to sample it. And I was literally like, pushing it so into the top of my hand to be like, what is this? blush like, eyeliner like, eyeshadow, lipstick, and it was everything was like dull and blah and mauve. Like,
yep.
Not to be anti-mauve. I mean, cute color in the fall. But it was just like there was no zest to it. There was no like pigmentation, no color. And prior to that, I would either like indulge and go to like Macy's and buy something that I loved or CVS, I'm just being totally transparent here, and be like, oh, well, I'll try this, I'll try that. But there was never, it never lasted. Or I would buy something from Whole Foods, I'd put their makeup on, and not Whole Foods brand, like they carried many different lines, and I just keep reapplying and reapplying and reapplying all day. And I'm like, I'm blowing through this makeup because it's not, there's no standing.
Well, you want to know why that is?
Yes.
So a big thing that I don't think people realize is mineral makeup is not effective. And so some people will say, well, Krista, why is Aisling different than the other organic lines out there? And what I say is our philosophies were different from the get-go. So if you go to a lake and you scoop up a handful of rocks and you crush them down to a powder, that's a mineral powder. And so if you have powdered products and you go and you apply it to your face, but your face isn't oily or you don't have a foundation or a moisturizer on, it's not going to adhere to the skin. There's no vehicle there. And so throughout the day, your makeup's actually falling off your face. It's not lasting. But throughout centuries, women have got accustomed to always just reapplying their makeup and not really think twice about it. Until now, in which we want these high performance lines, and the natural ones purely just aren't effective in terms of long wear. And so where we differ is we said, okay, mineral makeup is kind of what we were seeing in 2016. How do we do things differently? And the way we did things differently was using ingredients that had actual staying power. For instance, kaolin clay. When you put a clay mask on, you adhere it wet, but then it dries and it stays. I'm sure you all know, I'm sure you've all used clay masks before. We use kaolin clay in our lip products because it helps that lip product adhere to the lips and stay all day. Now, this isn't any like magic superpower. It's just that beautiful ingredient at its core and the way that it functions. And so that's the same thing that we do with like our lip oils and the jojoba, shea butter, calendula wax, like all of these fun things that really do have that skincare benefit, but that long wear lasting element as well.
Krista, this is like really interesting. And I'm really curious in terms of these ingredients, how did you know where to start with finding them? Like how did you, because if the market wasn't really there, where did you start? Like, how did you know how to create a line that was different from other organic cosmetic lines or other clean beauty lines that people were going to like, that was going to be effective, and that was not going to cause people harm, like the makeup caused you harm?
It's a great question. I think when anyone goes to start a line, start a business of any sort, you need to be honest with yourself with what your strengths are. And I knew right from the get-go, I wasn't going to be the one mixing product in vats in my kitchen. It was just never me. I had true passions for changing the industry, but I, at my core, are a businesswoman and needed to figure out a way that I could combine those two in a way that felt right for me. If I were to try to make these products in my kitchen, they just wouldn't have come out the way that I had hoped them to come out. And I would have spent so many hours learning these parts of the industry that I didn't want to focus my time on. And so right away, I knew I needed to find a core partner. And that is who my current contract manufacturer is. And really, once I found that partner, I leaned on them for product development. But the way that the process generally worked was, I mean, I had been doing makeup for years, so I knew which products were like fan favorites in the market. And so I would bring that as a benchmark to the lab and say, hey, this product is a bestseller in conventional makeup. I want to create something that works the same, if not better, but make sure it's all botanically based. And so from there, I would work with my product development team to figure out, okay, well, what ingredients would allow this product to work in that way? And how can we put these together in a way that's also safe? Because that's the big question that I mentioned before is preservative system. And so that's essentially how that process worked. And as we continued to move forward, we would alter these variations of that product over a course of a year to 2 years. We had sometimes up to 50, 60 iterations. And that's when we would say, okay, we need to change the smell, or we need to alter the color a little bit. Maybe let's try lilac or cinnamon or rosemary. And so we worked on a method of functionality first and then sourcing second, in terms of quantity and quality.
Oh, that is so interesting. This is really cool. I'm like, yeah, this is really cool stuff.
I know you don't wear a ton of
makeup.
Or any. But I'm like, you need to try. Her foundation smells like a sugar cookie.
This is crazy. Like,
it's so great. So, Krista, can you share with us what are the negative effects of our most common beauty products? I know there was one point where you told me this really mind-blowing stat about your baby's umbilical cords and chemicals. So if you don't mind sharing that, that'd be amazing. But how are these ingredients in our conventional makeup and cosmetics affecting our bodies, our hormones? We know there's so many things about fragrance these days, and people say fragrance is the new secondhand smoke, but there are these known endocrine disruptors that I think we should discuss. So can you just kind of elaborate on that a bit?
Of course. And I want to preface,
thank you,
before I dive into these ingredients, the importance of balance. So too many people read about the 12 ingredients that they should be avoiding and so forth, and they get very overwhelmed. And they're like, I don't know who to trust. I don't know what products to start with. I can't afford to switch all of my products. And so the biggest thing here is to make sure you're switching the products that are on the largest amounts of skin on your body. So your foundation, your body lotion, your lip products only because you eat them. Obviously, your lips aren't the largest part, but those would be the main categories. And then, of course, the eyes or any powder that you might be breathing in. But like eyeshadows, cream products, like some of those things can come second. And so before I dive into this, I just don't want anyone who's listening to feel like they need to fear everything that they're using and run out and feel frantic and need to switch everything, because the best way to do it is just switch a product when you run out of a product. So diving into ingredients, there are many that you want to avoid. I'm sure you have all heard of parabens. And it's very interesting because clean beauty is obviously something that's more talked about now. But we hear this word paraben, and I don't think many really understand what a paraben is. And they don't really understand why they should be fearful of it or should be avoiding it anyway. And so to start at that very basic level, a paraben essentially is a chemical that mimics your hormones, which in then return affects your endocrine system, which I'm sure you both talk about a lot, you know, metabolism, mood, reproductive organs, all of the sorts. And so we see these correlations of women over the years who specifically work in the hair industry or as a cleaning woman, and they see that they have hormone issues. They have infertility issues. I've seen people have gotten breast cancer, tumors, all of the sorts, and no one quite seems to correlate it to these products. However, I do feel that there's a strong tie in my own personal opinion. And so parabens would be that number one ingredient to be avoiding. Thankfully, a lot of lines have started to change that ingredient out to something different. But that would be the number one ingredient to look out for. The second one is not one that we have heard about a lot until recently with the Not So Pretty documentary that thankfully aired. If you haven't seen it, you should definitely check it out. But essentially, it talks about the Johnson & Johnson cases over the years with talcum powder and how that essentially caused mesothelioma in a lot of people, and how talc is really a major issue in makeup. And so some of you may have seen that documentary or have heard about talc and not really thought about whether it could be contaminated with asbestos, but most of the time it is. And so you really should just be avoiding that ingredient in general. And the scary part is after I saw that documentary, of course I look into competitors, but I really started to dive into the ingredient list of all the major lines, especially the ones that are trending on TikTok. And talc is still one of the main ingredients in most of them. And it's just scary because, of course, we're breathing in these powders every day. And so I would say that that's the second thing that you'll definitely want to look out for. It's usually in powdered foundation, setting powders, eyeshadows. And so those would be the number one and two in my eyes. So parabens and talc. And when we talk about going back to parabens for a second, a point that I wanted to make, it's so important that we are careful with things that affect our hormones when we're younger. And this is something that I often talk to young girls about, because what happens is we start to break out, our hormones are all out of whack, and then we run to CVS or, you know, the local drugstore, and we get a foundation for our daughters, or our daughters get them themselves, and they start to cover all of their acne up with this foundation. And a lot of times the foundation has parabens. And so it's this vicious cycle of your hormones getting out of whack because of the products you're covering it with. Whereas if you just stopped wearing makeup altogether or use something more natural, it would probably calm down a lot of that issue. And so while it's important that everyone watches out for these ingredients, it's more important that people who are still in their development ages are careful. And sadly, even recently in Claire's makeup, they were finding talc, going back to talc. And so when we talk about young ages, it's not even teenagers. Now we're talking about, you know, really young kids that are using these products. And it seems harmless because it's this toy makeup kit, but it's often causing issues.
It drives me crazy. Ugh, if my sister-in-laws are listening, well, please, like, this is not a judgment, but my nieces wear makeup and the toy makeup from Claire's, and it's like, I see it and I'm like, how do I can't say anything. It's not my place, but there's a couple of things going on here. The first thing is, unfortunately, it's up to us as consumers to make the change. Should it be the other way around? Yeah, 100%. We shouldn't have companies that are poisoning our bodies. Like, that should not be a crazy statement, but it is, right? So that's the first thing. So it's like, if we wait for these companies that are profit-driven to do the right thing, you'll be long gone. Your great-grandchildren will be long gone. They're just not going to do it. It's just not how it works. So it's up to us, like in this little sphere, to speak like, what is the truth? What has to happen? So thank you again for providing such a clear answer and just actionable steps for people. So yeah, go take a look. What makeup are you using? You could probably head to EWG. That's been a great resource. Would you second that, Krista?
Yes. However, some of these resources have got bought out recently. And so you
EWG get bought out?
They have a new parent company. Yes. Which you never know. You never know when people get acquired, what that looks like moving forward. But it's a good resource to start with. That and Think Dirty are both resources that you can start with and go from there. No one's going to learn ingredients overnight, and you shouldn't expect that of yourself, but you can at least take steps in the right direction.
Okay. So then go on that web, you know, go on either of those resources, start with whatever makeup you're using and look, do they have parabens? Do they have talc? And what was the third one you said?
Those would be the main two.
Oh, the two. Okay.
You know, fragrance is always one that you should be avoiding. Triclosan, which is usually in cleaning products, phthalates. But the other one that I wanted to talk about is minerals in general. And so if you look at some lists now, you'll see things like titanium dioxide listed. And it's really tough on my end because we have customers that reach out often and say, hey, Krista, there's titanium dioxide in your products. And this is the issue when there isn't enough education, because on our end, what we're doing is safe because they're non-nanoparticles. So they sit on top of the skin. There's no issue or safety concern with a non-nanoparticle. However, in some makeup, titanium dioxide can be nanoparticles, which are small enough that you do inhale it and can cause issues over time. And so while that is an ingredient that you might see in other lines to look out for, it's completely safe in the way that we use it, and probably some other natural lines use it.
I was reading about that with Badger, the sunscreen.
Yes.
And they have a lot of information about that and exactly what you said, that it sits on the skin. And they were saying that, and this is not going to be relevant for makeup, but the spray, like the aerosol mineral sunscreens, are dangerous because they could be inhaled.
Absolutely. Yes. And so I feel bad saying these things because it just confuses the consumer, and the consumer often then ends up of, you know, well, what should I trust? Where do I go? Yeah. And again, I think that you just need to find brands that you can trust and that you know have good intentions and are authentic, and you can ask these questions and get real answers, because just diving into all of this can be really tricky. But if you're looking out for some of the main ingredients that I mentioned, it can at least get you five steps forward.
And I liked that you said to start with one product, right? So start with a single product. You do not need to go and throw out all of your makeup. I mean, makeup only lasts for what, a year anyway? So at some point you're going to be due to replace whatever you have.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So. And I'm a pro makeup artist, and on someone's wedding day, you bet I'm using a waterproof mascara on them. And unfortunately, you can't make a waterproof mascara that's organic because it has propylene glycol that adheres it to the lashes. But you know what? It's someone's wedding day. And in the holistic world in general, I just firmly believe in balance. And so please, no one who's listening to this, don't feel like you're panicked and need to go change everything and, you know, change out every product that you have, because you need to live your life too. There needs to be that factor there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And Krista, one of the things I love, and I know this wasn't a point we were going to really stress, but your line to me is so affordable in this sphere of botanical clear beauty compared to what some people can go drop at Dior, Lancome, Clinique. Like, I hope no one's listening to this being like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to save up for 5 months to buy her foundation. Like, I'm telling you all, I use this. I've used this for years. My mother's obsessed with her cosmetics. We tell all our clients. We used to carry her line at our New London shop. Like, this can be, it's very competitive in the market, in my opinion, of price point wise. Like, for example, what is the, may you, do you mind sharing the cost of your foundation?
Yeah, it's $34. And it's interesting because when I started the company, it was $45. But as we've been able to expand and, of course, increase our manufacturing levels, we gave that discount to the customer because that's what we're doing here. We're trying to make things more affordable. And we also have a full face essentials kit where you can get a foundation, cheek tint, mascara, lip oil, and a concealer or setting powder interchangeably for a little over $100. So you can switch out everything for $100.
That's a tank of gas for my car right now, or a little more. Like, that to me is just such a gift you're providing this field, because it's like you said, if your daughter's getting started with cosmetics and you're explaining the benefits here, it's like back in the day, and here we go again, I sometimes throw out brands and my husband's afraid like they're going to come lock me up. But I remember going to a Bare Minerals counter, or like, is it Jane Ardale? Mm-hmm. Ardale? And it was very expensive for one product. And you're like, okay, which one do I start with? And I know we just say start with one, but it makes it a little more difficult. And I just found that statistic too that you shared with me in the past, that in newborn births, over 287 chemicals were detected in umbilical cord blood, including 209 of which had never been detected before in cord blood. Now, granted, this was back in 2005, so this number, sadly, in my opinion, it's probably only gone up, but 180 of these chemicals are carcinogenic and 217 were toxic to the brain and nervous system. So this just shows like what we put in our skin, once again, goes into our bloodstream. So moving forward here, Krista, can we really talk about how your line also helps heal the skin? I know when you just gave that example about like, okay, you have a breakout, you rush to the drugstore and get a foundation, get a concealer to cover that blemish, but then you're covering it with more chemicals, which will probably then in turn cause more breakouts. So we know that your sourcing is like out of this world and you're trading out and finding that balance for ingredients. But is there anything in Aisling specific products to really help heal the skin as well?
Absolutely. That was always my goal. I, in the back of my head, had that teenager who's always falling asleep with their makeup on constantly as an alert that I needed to do something about that. Not to mention that's also been me. Even as a holistic esthetician, there are times where I fall asleep with my makeup on. And you know that feeling when you've done that and you wipe it off and there you go, probably three pimples have popped up. It's because of all of these things that are clogging your pores and just sitting on the skin. And so what we tried to do when we were formulating is also think about what ingredients could serve as a dual purpose. So one would be, of course, offering that long-lasting pigment, but two would be something that would actually help the skin while it sits on it. And so some of those ingredients would be aloe vera. Not only is that calming and cooling to the skin, but it helps a lot with people who have rosacea. And so that or post-sunburn care using our foundation is something that will really help the skin versus hurt it. We also have things like olive oil, rosemary, thyme, oregano in our products, which a lot of those ingredients are antibacterials. And so they're going to help make sure that those clogged pores don't build up into a breakout. And so when you take off our products at the end of the day, you feel like you had some skincare or a facial done. You don't feel like you're taking off layers of chemicals. And you also don't even feel like you're wearing a lot of makeup when you wear ours. Over the past few years before clean beauty was as popular as it is today, a lot of the people that were buying from us were kind of those no makeup wearers. And a good portion of them also didn't like foundation. And it has been so fun encouraging people to just try our foundation because it's not like what they've experienced in the past. It really can be a game changer. And so again, from a skincare standpoint and as a holistic esthetician, it's always my priority making sure that the skin is also in really good condition post wearing our products.
So let's get into that. Like, tell us some of the results you've seen that your customers or like any of these clean beauty queens are. Sorry, I have Livy on my lap, so everyone could just know that if you hear a whining moment. This is real life. So any like clean beauty queens or influencers and like anything, any sort of benefits that they've actually seen after converting to your line?
The best story that I have is this one woman who reached out to me years ago now, probably 4 years ago, early on when I first started. And she said, "Krista, I've never been able to wear makeup. Every time I put it on, my body breaks out in full hives. And it's super sad because I do feel beautiful without it, but it's something that I would love to just be able to wear every day. And I wanted to try yours, but I'm kind of doubtful. Can I meet you in person?" And so she drove down to our offices. I sat in front of our mirror with her and I said, "Okay, you know."
I thought, Krista, you're going to say like, "So she flew me to Hawaii." Okay, right now. Okay, so she drove down.
Drove down. Maybe one day she'll fly me to Hawaii. But she drove down to our offices and I sat in front of the mirror with her. And I said, "You know what? Let's just try one product at a time and see what happens. Because I don't want you to buy anything if it's not going to work for you." And so we start one product at a time. I apply the foundation. We wait. Nothing happens. We apply the cheek tint. We wait. Nothing happens. And before you know it, we've gone through a full makeup routine. And I show her the mirror and she was basically in tears with how beautiful she felt and how confident she felt. And she goes, "You know what, Krista, as excited as I am, I'm just fearful this is too good to be true. Let me just go home and wear it for a couple days and see what happens." And the next morning, I kid you not, at probably 5 a.m., I get a text in all caps that she didn't have any issues with hives and it's the first makeup line she's ever been able to wear. And that point forward, I realized that what I was doing was bigger than what I thought it was, because it truly does change people's lives. And it's not from a vain standpoint of everyone needs to look more beautiful with makeup. But you know what? Some people just love makeup for the art of it. And a little mascara can go a long way in terms of confidence. And she's our best example of that.
Awesome, Krista. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And I feel like once you build that trust, which I totally, you've built that with me in your line, I never without a doubt recommend your line to anyone with any hesitation. It's just like, this is what you need. And I'm really grateful for you sharing that for our listeners, because I know many women struggle with that and finding that balance. Like you said, it's like, which one? It's like the good angel, bad angel on the shoulder. Which one do I pick? Do I pick something that works, or do I pick something that's good for me? Well, now you can pick both, which is incredible. So your company is completely online. And I know there was a point when you were in certain stores, we carried your line, which was awesome. And you, everyone, she'd come and do makeovers, and we'd do before and afters. Like, it was just the best. And the birdie has grown and flown the nest in like the best way, which I'm so just freaking proud in amazement of you and what you've built with Aisling. So can you just explain to listeners, what's the best way to match colors when cosmetics are online? Because I know a lot of us, I mean, COVID probably got us a little bit more exposed to this, but traditionally you'd go, you'd try a sample and at a makeup counter, and then you'd purchase that color, and that was like your color. So how have you navigated that if individuals who are listening are like, okay, I'm going to jump into Aisling, how can they find the best color that suits
them? That's a really important question that we're constantly working on innovating around, because of course it's not the easiest thing to buy makeup online, but I think that we make it the easiest it can be. And so we are hoping to have a retail partnership that would make it more available for people to try in person. But until that happens, the best thing to do is, let's say you're trying to figure out what foundation you are. If you go on that product page on our website, on the right-hand side, it will say, are you curious what shade you would be? Take our quiz here. So you can take our online quiz that will recommend a shade for you. And out of the thousands of people that have taken that quiz, I can count on two hands how many people got their shade wrong. And so that tool is fantastic. It's something that we would continue to use in store, and I use in person with people. However, there are still some that don't feel confident in that option. And so if that's the case, just shoot us an email at support@aislingorganics.com with a selfie and natural lighting, and I'd be more than happy to color match you. I'm sure you'd all be pleased to know that my hands are in our customer service portal every single week. And so any ingredient questions you have, I'll likely be the one answering it. If you have tough makeup questions or skincare concerns, that's something that I can also help you with. And so we really do have some great options between those two things. And you know what? Even if either of those don't work for you, we would happily switch out your foundation color or your concealer color to something that is a better fit for you. It's always returnable, and refundable and exchangeable.
Awesome. Thank you. And I can tell you all from experience, I'm Honey. That's my foundation that I wear. And I went on the website, Krista, your website, and I took the quiz and I got matched with Honey.
Awesome.
So, I mean, that doesn't mean like you might end up with I could have picked the wrong one, like when I picked Honey, but I think you color matched me back in the day. So thank you. Thank you. Thanks. And once again, what does Aisling, how'd you come up with that name?
That's actually an important question. You're right. We didn't cover that.
I know. And I know the answer, everyone. You're going
to
love it.
Aisling means vision in Irish. And actually, if you go to Ireland, they would yell at me. It's Aisling. But we said it wrong from the start. So you know what? We just roll with it. And so Aisling means vision in Irish. And I truly believe and have a vision for people using the purest products on their skin one day to promote optimal health and really viewing that as a channel of well-being. And so that's why we put it in the name, in hopes that people ask and it inspires a conversation like this.
Perfect. Thank you. So Krista, bringing this all together, can you please share with us three takeaways? We always like to round out each episode with this for our listeners, that people can do right now. Like, what can they do listening to this episode to really support the health of their skin through their cosmetics?
the number one thing you can do is what I mentioned earlier, which is switching out the products that you use on the largest parts of your skin. So just a reminder, that would be your foundation, your body lotion, and also your lip products. I didn't mention, but it's also an important note that if you are eating gluten-free, you should be using gluten-free lip products because you are eating those too. And so if you're making progress food-wise, but you're not feeling 100%, that easily could be a culprit. We eat up to 5 pounds of makeup over our lifetime. And so you can imagine how much gluten you're actually eating from your makeup. And so again, switch those main products, whether it's a line like ours or ours, there are options for you, thankfully, nowadays that work. And not only makeup, but really think skincare too. Because if you're using a clean foundation, but your moisturizer is toxic, that toxic product is going into your skin first and creating a barrier. And so again, those products are the ones that you should switch first. And then second is, I mentioned some of the ingredients to avoid. If you just look up, you know, the Dirty Dozen ingredients to avoid in cosmetics, you'll get a similar list to what I mentioned. And just keep an eye out for them. Those are easy ones to look for, like talc, fragrance, phthalates. I mean, they're words that, of course, you might not feel super comfortable with, but they're usually listed as that exact word. So that would be number two. And then number three, I just want to reconfirm what I said earlier, whether it's what you're eating, whether it's what you're using for products. Remember, this is a journey that everyone's taking and you need to enjoy your life too. So make sure that there's some balance there and don't feel guilty about what you use or don't use, because we're all trying our best here.
Thank you. Thank you. And Krista, that documentary you shared, what streaming platform was that on? Do you remember?
So it's called Not So Pretty and it's on HBO Max. So you can usually find it on your smart TV, but it's really informative. And if you want to learn more about this industry in general, that's a great place to start.
Okay. Awesome. We just had a quick thing before we share how people can find you. We had a little talc issue in my home a couple weeks ago. I think I may have told you. Henry found an old bottle of talc powder that Dean and I do not use. We don't know where it came from. It looks like something out of like the 60s or the 50s. And he put it in the dryer. And then I dried all of his clothes. And my nonny, my mom's dad, was obsessed with talc powder. Now, the man lived to 90, so he had that. But my grandma's had a chronic cough since they got together. And I'm like, maybe it was the baby powder. But literally, Krista, he'd put this in his sheets, in his shoes, on his whole body. Like, you knew when nonny was visiting because you'd smell baby powder and there'd just be like a film of white powder all throughout the bathroom. So I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a sign from my nonny. But I then was like, talc. And I'm at 9 o'clock on a Friday. I'm like, Dean, the baby, we got to suck all this up. I'm vacuuming talc powder. The vent from our dryer is blowing white powder out onto the roof. I don't know where Henry came up with it. I totally think it was a sign from nonny, but I wish it was like, you know, not a chemical. So I didn't even know that was in this home. But it's so interesting because we have an Air Doctor air purifier and I moved it in the laundry room after this happened and she was angry. It was like bright red. And I'm like, take all the talc, please, Air Doctor. Like, suck all of it up. So anyway, Krista, thank you. Thank you for your wealth of knowledge and how beautifully you articulate that knowledge and for creating this line and being a pioneer for individuals who wear makeup, men, women, children, everyone and anyone who decides to express themselves with the art of cosmetics. You truly are shaping and changing this field. So how the heck do people find you? Can you just explain where they can find you on social media? I don't have a TikTok. I know I sound like I'm 94, but I know you're super active on TikTok. And can you just share how they can find your brand?
You are so sweet. Thank you so much for having me. It is truly an honor to be part of what you both preach. And it's always a journey that people need to learn more about, but happy to at least start with that education process. And so people can find us on our website, which is www.aislingorganics.com, which if you use Fierce20, you can get 20% off. So please use that if you're looking to try any of our products. And then besides that, on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, you can find us at Aisling Organics, or my personal channel, especially on TikTok, is at It's Krista Lewis. And I will be doing a cosmetic ingredient series soon. So stay tuned for that.
Thank you so much. This is a really fun episode because I think it's exploring, I think maybe a more real world topic. Like so many women are like, oh my God, the food, the products. But it's like, how often do we talk about makeup? We don't really. So yeah, just thank you for all the time that you took to be here. And you're just really smart. And we appreciate fierce women, fiercely holistic women. And yeah, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you both.
See you soon, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fiercely Holistic podcast. If you loved this episode, head over to iTunes to subscribe and leave a review to help us grow. You can find Kristen at nhhnutrition.com and Ciara at auranutrition.com. If you have any thoughts, questions, or topics you'd like us to cover, please email us at fiercelyholistic@gmail.com.
The information provided in this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. The views and opinions expressed during this series are solely those of the individuals involved.